This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek protection in Allah from the evils of ourselves and from the evil consequences of our evil actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant, his obedient slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of submission to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him He created his wife, and from them both He created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you, O you who believe. Keep your duty to Allah. Fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah. And the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are heretical innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance leads to the hellfire. As we come every Friday to pray Jumu'ah, and this prayer of Friday, the prayer of Jumu'ah, is one of the greatest acts of worship in Islam. It is something that holds a very high station. It's one of the rituals, one of the signposts of Islam, Sha'air al-Islam. And Allah says in the Quran, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And those who glorify and hold in high esteem the rituals and the signposts of the religion of Allah, this is a sign of the purity of their heart. This is a sign that they fear Allah and that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you love Allah and when you fear Allah, you hold dear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds dear. And since we pray Jumu'ah and it's a great avenue to get our sins forgiven and to acquire great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I've noticed a few people lose their reward of Jumu'ah by doing simple things because they don't observe the etiquettes of Jumu'ah. And the companions radiallahu anhum, upon the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would hold the day of Jumu'ah in high esteem. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted the importance of the day of Jumu'ah. So we'll try to highlight some of the merits of this blessed day in the week and some of the etiquettes and the rulings that pertain to the prayer of Jumu'ah so that we don't miss out on the reward. Sometimes in the Jumu'ah during the khutbah, you will find two people talking and they don't realize that that conversation could potentially remove your reward for Jumu'ah completely. And the reward of Jumu'ah is great. It could be, who knows, it could be on the Day of Judgment the only push that you need to make it to Jannah. So why waste it? And sometimes during the khutbah you will find some people checking their phones, checking messages or surfing the web, or maybe responding sometimes to a call or a message. And they don't realize that this is a violation of the reward of their Jum'ah, and they miss out a great deal of reward from Allah. So to learn these rulings, we'll try to highlight the most important among them bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And this should help us understand the value of the day of Jumu'ah and also seize the benefits, tap into those benefits and gain more reward bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the day of Jumu'ah is considered to be Eid for the Muslims. It's a weekly Eid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the authentic hadith, إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ عِيدٍ, about the day of Friday, إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ عِيدٍ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ فَمَنْ جَاءَ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ فَلْيَغْتَسِلْ وَإِنْ كَانَ طِيبٌ فَلْيَمَسَّ مِنْهُ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ رواه ابن ماجة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, this day, the day of Jum'ah, Allah made it Eid for the Muslims. So whoever comes to Jum'ah, let them take a bath. Let them perform ghusl, wash their bodies. And if they are able, if they have access to perfume, let them apply perfume and use the siwak. Brush your teeth with the miswak. One day, it was Eid time, proper Eid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, قال, لقد اجتمع في يومكم هذا عيدان. And it was a Friday at the same time. It was either Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, and it was a Friday. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, today two of your Eids have coincided together. This shows you that Friday is a Eid. And we should treat it as a day of Eid, as a weekly Eid. So the companions radiallahu anhum would purify themselves and wash their bodies on this day. And they would wear the best clothes they had for Jumu'ah. They didn't come to the masjid wearing their pajamas or wearing their tracksuits. They came wearing the most beautiful clothes they had, the clothes that they would wear on Eid. Why? Because this is a day where you present yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the congregation of the Muslims. And when you revere and hold in high esteem these rituals that Allah loves, you show your fear of Allah, your sense of awe and appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day of Jumu'ah is the best of all days in the week. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the authentic hadith, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ إِلَّا يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best day upon which the sun has risen is the day of Jumu'ah. On the day of Jumu'ah, Adam was created. And on the day of Jumu'ah, he was entered into Jannah. And on the day of Jumu'ah, he was taken out of Jannah. And we will have more on this from another hadith. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, and the hour, the day of judgment, will fall on the day of Jumu'ah. Also, the day of Jumu'ah is an opportunity to get our sins forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ says, "من اغتسل ثم أتى الجمعة فصلى ما قدر له ثم أنصت حتى يفرغ من خطبته ثم يصلي معه غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى وفضل ثلاثة أيام." The Prophet ﷺ says, "Whoever washes their bodies, performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, they come to the masjid and they pray whatever Allah allows them to pray. And then the person listens carefully to the speech of the imam. And he prays with the imam. He will get his sins forgiven. The sins that he committed between the Jum'ah, this Jum'ah, and the previous Jum'ah. And there are 3 days extra. 10 days are forgiven." And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the authentic hadith, and this is one of the prime hadiths on the value of Jumu'ah, that is collected by Imam Muslim by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم الجمعة كان على كل باب من أبواب المسجد ملائكة يكتبون الأول فالأول فإذا جلس الإمام طووا الصحف وجاءوا يستمعون الذكر ومثل المهجر كمثل الذي يهدي البدنة ثم كالذي يهدي بقرة ثم كالذي يهدي الكبش ثم كالذي يهدي الدجاجة ثم كالذي يهدي البيضة. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this narration, and we will come to another version which is more complete of this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on the day of Jumu'ah there are angels standing at the gates of every masjid. So when you enter the door of the masjid, there are angels standing by the door of the masjid. And they write the names of the people who come to the Jumu'ah in the records that they hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They write, those who come first on the records. And then those who come after them. When the imam comes to sit on the minbar before the adhan is called, when the imam climbs the minbar and sits, the angels will close their books. They won't write the names after that. And that's a warning for those who come late for the Jumu'ah. You might not have your name written after the imam sits on the minbar. You want to make sure you come before that. You want to make sure you are in the masjid before the imam walks in, climbs the minbar and sits. Otherwise, your name is not included in the records of those who attended the Jumu'ah, written by the angels. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, the one who comes in the first hour of the day. And this is something that was common among the companions and the tabi'een and the early generations. They used to come to Jumu'ah when? After sunrise. Come and sit at the masjid. They would pray, some of them would pray two rak'ah and two rak'ah and two rak'ah and two rak'ah until the imam climbs the minbar. Some of them would pray the two rak'ah and sit and read Quran and do dhikr. Those who come at the first hour, they are like someone who has offered for the sake of Allah a camel, a full camel. They will get the reward of that. Then those who come in the second hour, they will be like someone who offered a cow for the sake of Allah. Then those who come later, the third hour, they will be like someone who offered a ram, a horned ram for the sake of Allah, slaughtered a ram for the sake of Allah, as-sadaqah. Then those who come the fourth hour or the fifth hour, they will be like those who have offered a chicken for the sake of Allah. Then those who come in the last hour before Jumu'ah, they are like someone who offered an egg for the sake of Allah. And the hadith is collected by Imam Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ informed us about the day of Jumu'ah, that there is a time, there is an hour in the day of Jumu'ah where your dua is accepted. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sorry. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ ثِنْتَ عَشْرَةَ يُرِيدُ سَاعَةً لَا يُوجَدُ مُسْلِمٌ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ شَيْئًا إِلَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فالتمسوها آخر ساعة بعد صلاة العصر. أخرجه أبو داود وهو صحيح. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the daytime of Friday is 12 hours. And there is an hour among those 12 hours, any Muslim who calls upon Allah and makes dua, his dua or her dua will be answered. Seek that hour as the last hour of the day, just before Maghrib, after Asr. This is why it's the sunnah, and it's a great and valuable thing. That's what the early generations used to do. In the last hour of the day, you would find them in their houses or at the masjid, speaking to no one, doing no business or anything else, just turning to Allah and making dua. And every Muslim should seek this moment. It's a moment where you call upon Allah for your needs. Ask Allah to guide your heart. Ask Allah to cleanse your soul. Ask Allah to remove your sins. Ask Allah to help you against your desires. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those of the people of Jannah. Ask Allah to help you learn the religion of Islam, learn the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask Allah to help to guide you and guide your family. Ask Allah to preserve your children and your family. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for you and for your family. Ask Allah to help you with whatever need you have. Ask Allah and make dua for your Muslim brothers and sisters. For whatever good that you want, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the time in the week to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise us to do on the day of judgment, on the day of Arafah, on the day of Friday? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised and highly recommended that we do the ghusl, that we wash our bodies and perform ghusl. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة ويتطهر ما استطاع من طهر ويدهن من دهنه أو يمس من طيب بيته ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينصت إذا تكلم الإمام إلا غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى. Any person or any Muslim who performs ghusl, washes their body on the day of Jum'ah and purify themselves and perform wudu and apply perfume, and then he leaves or she leaves her house, and they do not split between two people. And the meaning is to observe, to be easygoing when you come to the masjid. Try to be easygoing. Don't be pushy or don't be harsh with others. Then the person writes whatever Allah, prays whatever Allah allows them to pray. And then he or she listens to the imam as the imam gives the khutbah. Allah will forgive their sins, the sins that the person committed from the previous Jum'ah to this Jum'ah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, غُسْلُ الْجُمُعَةِ wajibun ala kulli muhtalim. The ghusl of Jum'ah is a duty. And a duty, the scholars here, the majority of the Muslim scholars, they say a duty doesn't reach the level of obligation. Because we have some ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he accepted that people do wudu, but he said ghusl is better. So it's highly recommended. The majority of the Muslims, the jumhur of the scholars, they say it is sunnah mu'akkada, highly recommended and emphasized sunnah. Some of the scholars say it's an obligation. So best thing you do is perform the ghusl for the Jumu'ah. And the ghusl starts after Fajr, after the Fajr of Jumu'ah. This when it counts, and before the Salah. Anything after or anything before Fajr doesn't count. Before Fajr doesn't count, after Salat al-Jumu'ah, it doesn't count. So it has to be after Fajr and before you come to the Jumu'ah. Then the Prophet ﷺ advised coming early to the masjid, and we already mentioned this, but there is some addition here to the hadith. It's another version of a hadith that we already quoted. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, this is collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Huraira, من اغتسل يوم الجمعة غسل الجنابة ثم راح فكأنما قرب بدنه
ومن راح في الساعة الثانية فكأنما قرب بقرة، ومن راح في الساعة الثالثة فكأنما قرب كبشا أقرا، ومن راح في الساعة الرابعة فكأنما قرب دجاجة، ومن راح في الساعة الخامسة فكأنما قرب بيضة، فإذا خرج الإمام حضرت الملائكة يستمعون الذكر. So when the person performs ghusl, and preferably the ghusl of janaba, on the day of Araf, on the day of Jumu'ah, and then add another ghusl for the Jumu'ah, and then the Prophet ﷺ lists the rewards for those who come earlier, the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, the same as we mentioned in the previous narration. Then he says the angels eventually, when the Imam comes in, the angels will sit to listen to the dhikr. So the angels attend the Jumu'ah, they themselves attend the Jumu'ah. The Prophet ﷺ also advised on the day of Jumu'ah reading Surah Al-Kahf. The Prophet ﷺ says, من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. He who recites Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah will give him a light that will brighten everything between the two Jumu'ahs. Meaning, a light from this Jumu'ah to the upcoming Jumu'ah as well, to next week. One thing the Prophet ﷺ recommended to do on the day of Jumu'ah that we should not miss out on is sending salutations on the Prophet ﷺ. As-salatu ala al-Nabiyyi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَم. On that day, Adam was created. وَفِيهِ قُبِضْ. And he died on that day. وَفِيهِ النَّفْخَةِ. وَفِيهِ الصَّعْقَةِ. The angel will blow the horn for the death of all creatures and the destruction of the world on the day of Jumu'ah. وَفِيهِ الصَّعْقَةِ. And the second blow of the horn when everything is dead, or the third horn when all creatures rise again on the day of judgment, it will be the day of Jumu'ah. فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ. So increase in your sending salutations upon me on the day of Jumu'ah. Increase in salah on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيِّ. For your salutations will be presented to me. Imagine, you say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad, and the angels carry this and present it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your name. You are here in this part of the world and you say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad, or you say as-salah al-ibrahimiyya, as in the salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim. And the angels carry this and present it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your name on it. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف تعرض صلاتنا عليك وقد أرمت. O Messenger of Allah, يعني يعنون وقد بليت. O Messenger of Allah, how is our salah and salutations presented to you when you will be dead and your body will decompose? قال إن الله حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah made it haram and forbidden for the earth to eat the bodies of the prophets and the messengers. So one of the things the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions in one of those hadith is to what? وأنصت, to listen to the khutbah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the authentic hadith, من لغى والإمام يخطب فلا جمعة له. The one who engages in idle talk, empty talk, while the Imam is giving khutbah, then he has no Jum'ah. Meaning his reward will be compromised. He doesn't have to make Jum'ah again, but his reward is compromised either completely or partially. So that's the risk of speaking during Jum'ah, or responding to a phone call, or a message, or checking your messages, or whatever online, your social media. And worse, playing video games. You miss out on a great reward and you risk to compromise your reward of Jum'ah completely. And whether you like what the Imam says, or you enjoy that type of Imam and their speech, or you don't, that's irrelevant. Because that's the right of Allah, it's not the right of the Imam. The Imam is a human being who performs his job and he does his duty, but these are the signposts of Islam, and these are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. So since we come to perform Jum'ah every Friday, الحمد لله رب العالمين, it's a blessing from Allah. And this is something that we should observe. And Muslims who don't observe Salat al-Jum'ah is an obligation on the males who have reached puberty. The males of the Ummah, the men of this Ummah who have reached puberty. It's an obligation upon them. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic hadith, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمُ الْجُمُعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. People who miss Jumu'ah, they shall stop and cease doing that, lest Allah seals their hearts. And when Allah seals the heart has no iman. The person will be in the hellfire. So it's a serious violation to fail to attend the Jumu'ah. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned another hadith, whoever fails, whoever misses three Jumu'ahs consecutively without a valid reason, then Allah would seal their heart. So this is something you can't take risk with. So if you know someone who doesn't attend Jumu'ah, warn them, remind them. If you take light of Jumu'ah, you need to take heed. Don't miss Jumu'ah just for this or for that. I know people have, you know, school, people have work, people have commitments. Make an arrangement. Make an arrangement. This is something you can't miss with when it comes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak to your supervisor. Speak to your teacher. Make the arrangement that you don't miss Jumu'ah. You can't afford to do that. What's the point if you get the dunya but you lose your heart? This is a serious matter with Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ رَجُلًا فَيُصَلِّيَ بِالنَّاسِ ثُمَّ أَعْمَدَ إِلَىٰ أَقْوَامٍ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الْجُمَعَ فَأُحَرِّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, I was just about to command a man to lead the salah in the masjid and make it to the houses of people, men, who don't attend the Jumu'ah, and burn their houses on top of them. You see how serious that is? See how serious missing Jumu'ah is? So make sure you come early to the Jumu'ah, you come before the Imam sits on the minbar, and perform ghusl, wear your best clothes, and remember this gathering is something Allah loves. So let's observe it, let's maintain it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's reap the reward of that. And remember, make salah on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole day, do it, and wallahi, you will see a lot of blessings coming into your life. A lot of blessings coming into your life. A man said to the Prophet ﷺ about salah, and the Prophet ﷺ said, if you do salah, Allah will give you. He said, I'll do more. I'll do more salah on you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned to him, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ. Then all of your worries will be taken away if you increase in your salah on the Prophet ﷺ. And the last hour before Maghrib, the last hour of the day, make dua, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry out to Allah. These are things, this is something Allah loves to see from you. Your humility before Him is something that elevates you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have nothing to lose when you make dua. You're going to get something from your dua. You either get something better than what you ask for, or you will get some sins forgiven, or harm that is on its way would be repelled away from you. Or at least, if you're not given what you're granted, Allah, what you're asking for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve it to you, to give it to you as a gift on the Day of Judgment. You can't miss, you can't lose with dua. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us observe the Day of Jumu'ah and its etiquettes and its rites, and to benefit from its fruits. And today, the collection of Jumu'ah is for Human Concern International, so help them out. May Allah reward them for the good work that they do and the kind of contribution that they bring about to Muslim communities and Muslim minorities around the world and even Muslim populations who are suffering. So help them out today. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم كن لعبادك المؤمنين في كل مكان في غزة وفي فلسطين والشام وفي السودان اللهم سدد رميهم اللهم أمددهم بمدد من عندك اللهم انصرهم نصرك المؤزر اللهم كن لهذه الأمة ناصرا ومعينا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.